Advanced Level English from LinguaPress.com. Thinking it over with Baby. In this item, we look at a program in the United States which is helping teenage girls to discover that it's maybe not a very good idea to have a baby.
Some 20,000 babies have ruined the lives of close on a million teenage girls in the United States, and the number keeps rising week by week. Fortunately, each girl's life has only been ruined for periods of between a day and a week, as the babies in question are circulated from one potential teenage mother to another, often changing names as fast as they change homes. As for the babies, they take their tormented lifestyle lying down and without any fatal psychological consequences. For in spite of their lifelike appearance, these babies, which come in black, white, or Asian varieties, are actually rather sophisticated dolls. Known as the Baby Think It Over dolls, they're the latest recruits in the battle against America's unwanted teenage pregnancies. Since the dolls were first invented in 1993, hundreds of thousands of teenage girls have had the chance to learn as realistically as possible what it's really like to have a young baby to look after. When I had to get up every 2 hours throughout the night, that made me really mad, says 17-year-old Cheryl Sherman, a high school senior from Illinois. Cheryl's school is one of a growing number of American institutions that have bought Baby Think It Over dolls for use in health and social education classes. In most cases, looking after the dolls is a voluntary activity, but some schools, such as Baltimore's Western School of Technology, now include mandatory sessions with the doll in the curriculum. It was in 1993 that Jim Germain, a NASA electronics engineer in San Diego, saw a program on television about the enormous problem of teenage pregnancies in the United States. When he saw how some schools and youth clubs were using old-fashioned and inanimate flour sack babies to simulate real babies, he decided to develop a more up-to-date and animated version of the product. By early 1995, Baby Think It Over was ready, and apart from the fact that it does not actually drink and nothing comes out of it at the other end, though Jim Germain is working on this, it behaves pretty well like a real baby. The lifelike dolls are fitted with a small computer and programmed to behave like real babies. As an easy baby, the doll will start to cry at unpredictable intervals, about every 3 or 4 hours. When this happens, the teenage mother has no alternative but to feed it and cuddle it for up to half an hour by holding a key in its back. She can't give the key to anyone else and share the task of looking after baby, as the key is attached to her wrist on a locked bracelet. And she can't just leave the doll lying on its front until it stops crying, as this will not stop it crying at all. Besides, the computer inside will record this as abuse. After taking a doll for 5 days, Melanie, a 15-year-old from Boston, had made up her mind to avoid getting pregnant while still at school or university at all cost. The first time it started to scream was when we'd just gone for a cup of coffee at McDonald's, she recalls. That was really embarrassing. I had to sort it out there in the restaurant. There was worse to come. While her friends went to a movie in the evening, Melanie stayed home with her baby and watched television. She missed the end of the program she was watching because baby was making too much noise, and then spent 4 very disturbed nights as baby kept waking up at all hours, crying for care and attention. Perhaps the hardest thing of all was taking the baby to school and having to leave the classroom each time it called for care. If it had been a real baby, Melanie's school life would have been completely disrupted. As it was just a matter of 3 school days and a problem that several other girls in her class had already been through. At the end of her days of simulated motherhood, Melanie's illusions had been shattered. "I don't want to have a kid now for at least another 10 years," she declared. Teen pregnancies are one of the 3 big youth problems in the United States. According to New York's Guttmacher Institute, 11% of all 15 to 19-year-olds in the USA get pregnant each year. That's 2 girls a minute on average, and a total of almost 1 million pregnancies a year. Of these, 85% are unwanted, and half result in birth. In Europe, the problem is much less serious, but the dolls are now available in Britain, which has Europe's highest teen pregnancy rate.